Talking with John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Spring football recap. If you missed it, it'll be up and available on the podcast at foxsportsrichmond.com. You able to make opening night tomorrow night?
I was planning on it, but unfortunately, family circumstances made that undoable this year, so I'm a little bit sad about that, actually.
Well, let us know when you get back to the ballpark. First dog and beer is on me. Let's get to a lightning round. You first or me first, Lays?
Go ahead.
All right. USA Today, because I know you love talking about golf. USA Today asked 30 golfers if they could take one celebrity out for a day at Augusta for 18 holes. Well, for you, who would that celebrity be?
Well, I fought the immediate temptation to say Jessica Biel, just because it'd be nice to see her for four hours or so and have her in the caddy bibs. But I'm going to go with David Faraday, just because I've always, around the world of golf, felt like he was the most interesting, who had the most colorful background and the most stories to tell. And that may not be Masters specific, but I think we'd have a pretty good job, Faraday and I, out there.
That would make for an epic 18 holes. I know you. I love Faraday. That it would be just a fantastic afternoon of golf.
Just wanted a caddy, that'd be fine too.
I'll serve you guys lunch. I would just love to be privy to those conversations.
Well, my first question, Wes, is also Masters related. Over under number of holes into the first telecast I would be removed from the Masters telecast. We'll set the number at 4.
What? Just your belligerent commentary?
Yeah, well, we've gotten some of golf's greatest announcers removed for saying things like bikini wax and not calling the patrons the right thing. I think that I might stumble in there.
I knew. You would be on your best behavior for hole one. You would ease up in hole two. I would play the under because I know you. You get comfortable in situations real quick. You'd be about the middle of the third hole and the fourth hole. They'd just do like the Muppets did, the big hook, and there you would go out of the booth. What excites you about baseball being back?
You know, it's really interesting, Wes, in that baseball, I love the lifestyle. I always have, and I think I always will. But at the same time, the place that used to be my biggest stressor, which was work in the ballpark at the Diamond, has kind of become my escape. So when the squirrels start, as they do again tonight, I look forward to it because that's now where I go as my getaway from when things get stressful in life. So I think it's just kind of a breather for me at this point. I felt that way the other day when I was watching the Giants and their opener down at Arizona, and it's just great to see old friends. So I've kind of become the fan in that sense where the ballpark is my escape from everything else, and I really look forward to having that option for the next 5 months in Richmond, but also when we get other places nationally. So it's just nice. It's kind of like having an old friend back. On the field or off, Wes, outside of your on-field voice-cracking incident, your favorite squirrels moment?
Never going to live that down, am I?
You shouldn't live it down. It was epic, and I don't think enough people are aware of it.
No, I'm just glad that was not on TV that night. I wouldn't know Howard Dean on the audience. My favorite squirrels moment. Man, there's been a lot of them. I don't know. I go back to what Parney's always said. Parney's always had that line there in the memory-making business, and the fact that I got a chance just to go over there one day, I had to pick up something. I forget what I was doing over there. The fact that I got a chance to meet one of my boyhood favorite players, Will Clark, that one ranks real high up there. There's been great Dad's Days over there, singing the Take Me Out to the Ball Game on top of the dugout. But yet, I think certain, like the memories, taking my niece and nephew going out there, hanging out with the crew, seeing the Fanatic, making a jackass out of myself. But yeah, meeting Will Clark is definitely high on the list. Lays, you've done the broadcasting thing professionally for quite some time here. Tony Romo is going to do it for the first time come fall. Your one piece of advice to Tony Romo in the booth is what?
Well, first things first, you just sparked a memory for me, Wes, when Will Clark called my dad to apologize for beating the Cubs in the 89 NLCS, and my dad wound up getting him to the point where he cursed at him at the end of the conversation is one of my favorite memories also. Tony Romo, yeah, never step on your play-by-play guy's call, particularly in this case with it being Jim Nance. Never tousle Jim's hair, and when he says, "Hello, friends," you need to respond accordingly with silence.
There you go. It's your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a long-winded response. Hold on one
Hello,
second.
Friends.
Hello, friends. Aerosmith, CBS NCAA pregame show. Why?
I missed it. To be honest with you, I totally missed it. I saw the buzz on social media, and Steven Tyler, how much of Steven Tyler is alcohol? How much of it is tobacco, and how much of it is Botox? because it doesn't look real. He doesn't even look human. He looks like an alien. I don't know. I missed it. Did they sing a song? Did they do?
They did "Love in an Elevator," and then they did another one that I was pretty much tuned out to. I love Aerosmith, to be honest with you. I have a personal past with them, and it was embarrassing. I just don't understand how you could sit in a room and say, of all the musical artists globally that we could get to come in, and you could get anybody, we're going to go with Aerosmith.
Lays, all I know is I was at the Winter Classic 3 years ago, and Billy Idol came out. So random rock stars from the 80s and sporting events can go hand in hand. I'm out of time, buddy. Have yourself a good Wednesday.
You too, my friend. I'll see you soon.
We will catch up. John Lazor, ladies and gentlemen, in a little thing we call the lightning round on Fox Sports 910. And John Lazor is brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. I got some thoughts on Tony Romo in the broadcast booth and my one reservation. That is a good point. Can you imagine that, like the first broadcast? Hi, everybody. Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nantz. And Romo just goes, hi. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk yet. That'd be great.